Good afternoon, Fredonia. You're listening to High Noon Friday on WCVF 88.9 The Voice and WDVL 89.5 The Inferno. I'm Josh Schmidt with your Blue Devil Radio. Here with me this week is the coach of the men's hockey team, Jeff Meredith. Thanks for being here, Coach.
Thanks, Josh.
So what are your expectations for this year's team coming off of last year's SUNYAC success?
Well, I think we have to find our own voice and our own group. You look at last year, we had 9 seniors, and that comprised a big portion of our leadership, of our ice time. We graduated some good players, some good people, and excellent leaders. So I think the big challenge for us now is filling those voids, you know, who steps up into those roles and who steps up into those leadership spots. And I'm not just talking formal, you know, captain, wearing the C leader type of person. I'm talking about all of the leadership that you need to have a successful organization.
Who do you foresee being your biggest threat in the SUNYAC this year?
Well, I mean, I think Geneseo comes back as the SUNYAC champions, and they graduated a couple high-end defensemen on their back end, but they have that whole first line intact, you know, and pretty much most of that power play that was so successful last year. So, mm-hmm. I would have to think that they're probably, well, and the SUNYAC coaches voted them, you know, number one in the poll, in the SUNYAC preseason poll. And obviously Oswego is always strong. They have a pretty senior-laden roster there, so you know they've been at it for 3 years and have a lot of that veteran core. You know, the exciting thing about it is the book hasn't been written yet, so everybody's got an equal chance right now.
Right. What returning player do you think will be the biggest impact for the team?
Well, I think there's probably a couple of them. I think you've got senior goaltender Anton Rosen. Anton took us to the SUNYAC championship game his sophomore year. I think, in many ways, your goaltender, it really has to be the backbone of your group. You know, he's the guy that bails you out when things aren't going so well. He's the guy that you're going to need him to steal a game, you know.
Right.
I think the other person is probably, Charlie Manley. Charlie came to us from RPI, a Division I program, a year ago, and he did a really nice job last year, but, you know, I think he was just starting to scratch the surface, you know, starting to really get comfortable. I would think, Charlie would log a lot of minutes this year, he's just a really well-rounded, high-end defenseman. I mean, he quarterbacks our number one power play unit. Last year, at one point, that group was had the number one power play in the country.
Mm-hmm. I remember that last year. That was good times last year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when your power play is number one in the country, things are usually going well for you.
Right. Are there any standout incoming freshmen or transfers?
Yeah, I think we've got a real good freshman class I'm excited about. All guys that you'll see this weekend. You have Malcolm Arsenal. Malcolm played up in the Maritime League last year. He's one of 5 Northwood Prep grads that we have on our roster.
Wow.
Just a real high-skilled forward. Very crafty, very creative. Can put the puck in the net. Great skater. Bryce Whitman. Bryce is the all-time leading career scorer in the Eastern Hockey League, in the Junior League. He's a big guy. He shoots the puck well. He's just what I would call a real honest hockey player. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he just plays both ends of the ice equally hard.
He's your 200-foot player.
Yeah. And in college, everybody's got to be a 200-foot guy.
Right.
I mean, even the most skilled players in the SUNYAC have to be grinders. Mm-hmm. You know, there is no exclusive role where you just need a skill guy.
Right.
You know, it's college hockey.
What are your thoughts coming into tonight's game?
Oh, I think the number one thing is that we have to make sure that we respect everybody and that we just play our game and we we don't prepare a certain way for certain opponents. I just think it would be a real, real error in judgment of our athletes if we don't show them the respect. I mean, you know, as far as we should be concerned, it doesn't matter who we're playing, top team in the nation, bottom team in the nation, you got to play your game. You got to play it at your intensity. And if you don't, probably bad things are going to happen to
right.
you. So we just have to make sure that we have the proper amount of respect and we just play our game.
Any final comments or big events fans should know about?
Oh, we've got a number of things. Of course, we have our Pink the Rink in the second half of the year. Jerseys are still available, although we're probably about six or seven jerseys from selling out again.
Mm-hmm.
With the total money that we raise, we will be within a whisker of $100,000 total.
Wow. That's awesome.
Over all the years that we've done it. So next year, we'll end up going over 100,000. We have our stroke awareness game coming up in early December. And then right after that, I believe the stroke awareness is on the 7th. And then right after that, we have first time ever a teddy bear toss game.
Oh, really?
And a teddy bear toss is where, you know, we ask people to bring new teddy bears to the game. Teddy bears will be for sale at the arena that night. And then when Fredonia scores the first goal of the game, everybody tosses their teddy bear on the ice. We'll have attendants quick pick them up. And all the proceeds and all the teddy bears will go to the Boys and Girls Club in Dunkirk as a nice donation just before the holiday.
That's awesome. All right, Fredonia, be sure to get out to Steel Hall tonight and tomorrow night for a 7 o'clock puck drop. If you can't make it, tune in to either Fredonia Radio, WNYF Campus Television, or go to FredoniaBlueDevils.com for a live look at the scores and the stream of the game. Coach, thanks for coming in, and best of luck this weekend in the season.
Josh, just one last thing I forgot to mention is we have a new student-only section. It's called the Inferno. You'll be able to see it when you come into Steel Hall. We're going to have giveaways of shirts and food and things like that, and really want to promote having a student-only section so our students can have a lot more fun and be a much bigger impact on the contest.
All right. Sounds like it'll be a good time.
Thanks,
so,
Josh.
Best of luck in the season. This has been Josh Schmidt with your Blue Devil Radio. You're listening to High Noon Friday on WCVF 88.9 The Voice and WDVL 89.5 The Inferno.